Hello and welcome to the meditation for the economy, for the United States, the world, and you. This is Phoenix, and it's my pleasure to be your guide during this time. You can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. This is a sacred circle, and you have been guided, as I have, to serve. And we are here to help transform consciousness for all things dealing with the economy and finances inside and outside of us. And it starts inside of us, even though it may appear that it's happening outside of us. For we, when we are transformed, like radio towers, we beam out that energy, and it will happen. The transformation has no choice, for we will choose differently, and situation after situation that presents itself in your community, in the greater world, the nation, and the world, and in your life, will be transformed to that of peace, harmony, and prosperity, our true divine nature. Before we start our meditation that truly activates us into that space, we'll start with today's meditation from God as our guiding principle for today. From the book of the same title, page 161, Surrender to Your Inner Voice. Surrender to your inner voice. To surrender is to give up possession of or to yield to another. Oftentimes, we have a need to feel in control. I say that, of course, with a smile. To determine how people, situation, and events are to play out. And then we seem to run straight into that metaphorical brick wall now and then, like the current times, the current economic times. The harder we push, the more resistance we experience. We seem to receive just the opposite of what we desire. We experience stress, strain, loss, and even sometimes dis-ease. Stop, pause, listen inside. God is simply waiting for you to call. Give up your way, your mental way, your controlling ego self, for the higher way, the path of peace, harmony, and prosperity. Listen, act on your inner voice, the voice that's always there, light, gentle, sweet, loving, ready to serve you at any moment to remind you of your true nature and how to really be who you came in this world to be. The child of God who you are, and to receive infinite riches in every aspect of your life. Listen, act on your inner voice. All is well. So we'll keep that message in mind as we go into our meditation now. As we surrender our mental mind to the peace inside, I invite you now to breathe into your heart center. Ever so gently, slow, calming breath into your heart center, feeling your chest rise and fall. Extend your arms out to really embody your angelic being now. See your wings, your arm wings expand, your chest expand, creating that much more space for you to breathe in the life force of the universe now. To breathe in peace, harmony, and prosperity. Easily, under grace now. And with each breath, as you allow in the life-creating energy of the universe, the energy of pure potentiality, you release under grace all those hard feelings that have accumulated like rocks blocking the path of the stream, allowing the breath to act like the water of the river and wash over those rocks and crystals, dissolving the hardness with the softness of the water, with the breath of the universe now, under grace. Breathing into your heart center. Perhaps you remember a time or two, maybe during the current times, where the harder you pushed, the more resistance you felt. The more you strained, the more you hurt, the more you were pulled and pushed. And yet, nothing budged. Maybe momentarily you thought it so, and in truth, you became more entrenched. Allow your breath, this perfect stream of the universe, to flow over whatever that is, now under grace. In and out. And with each in-breath, you're breathing in this pure love energy. Watch the breath, the shimmering light of the breath, like the sun reflecting on the water of the stream, as it simply flows over and around, dissolving the hardness of whatever it is that you recall or currently are experiencing. Allow it to be dissolved. Allow it to return back to the nothingness from where it came, now under grace. Giving up your way, my way, what you may believe is the right way, the only way, the way it has to be, what I need, what I want. Allow the breath of the universe to simply wash away all that need to be in control. Simply allow the stream of God's pure love energy to flow through you in that situation now, dissolving the hardness, the need, the control. Simply dissolving it like salt, experiencing water, dissolving back to nothingness from where it came. For in the end, that's all we are. Simply like salt, dissolving back nothingness from where it came. All those ego, mind talk situations. And allow yourself to listen to the inner voice inside. Breathe into your heart self now. Allow the truth of the situation to be told. Ask simple questions. What is the right way? What do you want me to know? What do you want me to do? Who has the answer? How should I proceed? Breathe from a place of love. With the innocence of a child, expecting to receive the answer, listen intently, for the inner voice is a gentle voice, it's a sweet voice, and it's a fleeting voice. There's no long dialogue going on here or monologue. That's simply another voice, one of your ego voices. If it shows up, thank it and let it go. Simply breathe back into your heart center. Breathe in this love, knowing it is dissolving all hardness, all the crystalline thought forms, beliefs of the ego mental self, things you've learned from others, things you picked up from the collective unconscious. Some call it the race family. Simply breathe into your heart center, peace, harmony, prosperity. And you can do this, for you are a child of God, and infinite riches are yours, just for the asking. It doesn't matter what's happened so far in the external world. It doesn't matter what you've won or lost. It's during these times we're guided to go deeper inside, to know the truth of our being in a way that can never be revealed on the outside until we connect securely with the oneness who we are, the breath of the universe, the light inside, the pure love being who we are. And the rest outside, until that happens, will continue to do just what it's been doing. As you watch the economies in our nation and the world, the market goes up and it goes down. There's good news and there's bad news. It rises and falls almost as quickly as it goes up, it goes down. Almost as high as it goes up, it goes down. And that is the external world, a world that has lost its compass, doesn't remember who it is, has no confidence truly in human beings. Come inside. Feel that peace and knowingness that all is well. And the more that each of us stays in this place, a pure love, the more those storms outside, the hard beliefs we've took on, the boulders we have allowed into our stream of love will simply dissolve. You know, just like a river going through the mountain. You've visited those places, you've seen those pictures. It cuts the path. The river cuts right through the hardness. And so it is as we continue to breathe in the pure love energy of the divine now into your heart center. Your physical body knows exactly what to do with this pure breath. It's been created to allow it to simply flow through every cell and atom of your being, through the riverways of your vessels, veins and arteries, capillaries now, all the streams and rivers of all sizes and magnitudes that make up you right now are filled with the pure, healing, and powerful power of God's love now, as you continue to breathe in to your heart center now, and allow the breath and light of God, pure love, to spread the message, the energy of peace, harmony, and prosperity to every cell and atom of your being now. That is the truth of your being. And as you fill, as your cup runs over, as it says, as your cup runs over with this pure water, this breath of life, who you are, and next person and next person does the same, and we reconnect with the oneness of our true being. Do not fear those economic situations inside and outside of you and in the greater world and your nation and the world at large. Will find its right harmony, its right balance, and consistently perform, because all people will know the truth of their being and that there is infinite peace, harmony, and prosperity. There are no haves and have-nots. There is only oneness. There is only love. And all is well. Feel that love tingling in your fingers and your toes, the top of your head, and realize that your whole being is being transformed with the breath of the universe as you continue to breathe pure love light into your being now. You are a radiating center of love. You are a child of God. You are peace, harmony, and prosperity. You determine every moment of today, tomorrow, and all the tomorrows for yourself and all of us. With your breath, right now, I bless you and thank you for receiving love now, surrendering to your inner voice now, giving up my way, the ego way, the mental way, the way of strife and anxiety, and opening up to receive the love, the light, the signals from the voice inside, the higher voice that's shining through at all times. I bless you and thank you for choosing love and knowing all is well. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. I love you all.